San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland.
From ABC News, I'm Ann Compton, live at the White House, where intelligence officials are still working on declassification of an official critique about the attempted plane bombing 2 weeks ago today. President Obama is now expected to explain within the hour where the CIA and National Counterterrorism Center failed to follow up on warnings about the man who succeeded in smuggling explosives aboard a U.S. jet. In particular, President Obama will order changes in the watch list system, which was not updated to block the accused bomber's travel. I'm Ann Compton, live at the White House. Now with more news, here's Sherry Preston.
There have already been changes made in airport security since Christmas Day, and there will no doubt be more to come. Now, flight attendants are speaking out about what they want. ABC's Lisa Stark.
Sherry, flight attendants have long asked for mandatory self-defense training. Now they're broadening that to include counterterrorism training as well, including behavior analysis. And they want strict enforcement of carry-on bag rules so they have time to watch passengers instead of dealing with luggage. Also, a wireless communication system so they can be sure to reach other flight attendants and the cockpit in a crisis. Sherry?
ABC's Lisa Stark. Police say a disgruntled employee walked into the manufacturing plant where he worked today in St. Louis armed with an AK-47 and a .30-caliber handgun. He killed two and wounded five.
Police now confirm the suspected gunman and longtime employee, 51-year-old Timothy Hendren, has been found dead in the building. It's not clear if he was shot or if his wounds were self-inflicted.
ABC's Sean Balint in St. Louis. The EPA has outlined new smog standards that it says will mean significantly cleaner air. The energy industry says the new rules will mean higher costs, lost jobs, and less domestic oil and gas development. Wind chill of 52 below in northwestern North Dakota. So cold, one county worker says it burns your chest when you breathe. Dow's up 33 points. You're listening to ABC News.
The Home Depot has a four-pack of Philips 13-watt CFL bulbs for just $3.87. That's a special buy at $4 off. Know what else is special? They're part of Home Depot's Eco Options program. Only eco-friendly products make the list, and only the best of the best are invited. So do the planet and your wallet some good. Get Philips 13-watt CFL bulbs, now just $3.87 a pack. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details.
Today, it's so important. How can you tell if you or someone in your family has come down with the flu? Early symptoms to look for include body aches and fever. What medicine should you take to relieve these symptoms? The fact is, Advil not only relieves the body aches and pains that can come with the flu, it also reduces fever fast. Next time you get the flu, trust Advil. Get more flu facts at Advil.com. Relief doesn't get any better than this. Advil.
Use as directed.
A new government study finds one out of eight young people being held in juvenile detention centers has claimed some sort of sexual victimization. Linda McFarlane is with Just Detention International, a group that fights such abuse.
We're talking about things from unwanted touching and exploitation, being forced to do things that a youth perhaps would not choose to do otherwise, to what would amount to the criminal conduct.
She says there's a high level of abuse by staff at those facilities. Turns out there were some signs of life in the Christmas shopping season. ABC's Richard Davies says sales numbers are up.
We're shopping again. Some big retail names report sales gains for December. Warehouse clubs such as Costco and BJ's had a better than expected month. Shopping was saved by a last-minute surge. Many consumers waited longer than usual before buying holiday gifts. Even some retailers with only so-so sales are raising their profits guidance. Bed Bath & Beyond, Macy's, and Sears Holdings are among them. But not all stores did well. Teen retailer Abercrombie & Fitch and Zales, the jewelry chain, report sales declines. Richard Davies, ABC News.
Fans of the TV show Lost are already freaking out a bit about their favorite show. Some have sent letters all the way to the White House asking President Obama not to give his State of the Union address on February 2nd, the same night as the three-hour premiere of the final season. This is ABC News.
Of all the things that have gotten smaller, like phones or cars or dogs, maybe Centrum and age-adjusted Centrum Silver are among the most important. Complete from A to Zinc, and now available in new, smaller tablet formulas from the number one doctor-recommended multivitamin brand. New, smaller tablet formula Centrum and age-adjusted Centrum Silver. Take along with a healthy diet and exercise.
I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
KGO Radio News Time 105. Good afternoon. I'm Brett Burkhart, the attorney for many of the Oakland police officers who were criticized in a report on the murders of four police officers, say he will fight any effort to discipline them. A 24-year-old Redwood City man wanted on suspicion of attacking a gay man at a Santa Cruz bar has turned himself in. And as expected, Democrat John Perez has been elected the next leader of the California Assembly, becoming the first openly gay lawmaker to lead either house of the legislature. He'll make the permanent transition later this year. And with a KGO 24-hour traffic check, it's Terry Rouse.
In Emeryville, westbound 80 before Powell Street, the left lane blocked. A moving truck involved on the shoulder. San Francisco City Streets first at Harrison. Injury accident there, partially blocking the intersection. What are odds and ends at Les Schwab? They're great deals. Unique January bargain day deals at every store right now. It's bargain days at your Les Schwab Tire Center. With the Bay Area's best traffic coverage, I'm Terry Rouse, KGO Radio News.
Hazy sunshine this afternoon. More dense fog tonight and into tomorrow morning. It's 50 in San Francisco, and on your radio, it's 810. KGO News Talk 810. I'm Brett Burkhart, KGO Radio News.
Advice for life with America's doctor, Dr. Dina Dell.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome to the program. Oh, my gosh, you're going to be drinking your Botox soon. Here is a trend started in Asia. It's here already. And you know the gullibility of the American public. It's going to be big time. Interesting, in that report last week about the more optimistic or happier you are, the more likely you are to believe anything that people tell you. So I've changed my tactic here. We Americans, maybe we're a happier lot. And that's why we're so stupid. And we'll buy anything. It was an article on optimism and lack of optimism, and optimism and happiness are not all they're cracked up to be. People who are not optimistic or pessimistic or in negative mood states are more accurate in judging their surroundings. They make decisions more carefully. They make changes. In other words, if you're happy with everything in your life, why do anything? Why make any changes? Why explore anything new? Anyway, that was the gist of that. But this, wow. For instance, skin conditioners found in all kinds of foods in Asia. They mix them into the dishes. Nescafe produces a coffee with collagen sold in Japan. Collagen is added to yogurt drinks, dried fruits, and other foods. See, your skin, the kind of glue that holds things together, is made of collagen. I mean, you can just take a bite out of a chicken wing and you get plenty of collagen. If collagen were to help you, then eat more chicken, right? Global food and drink product launches with a beauty-enhancing claim increased 306% in the last couple of years. So you know it's coming. It is big time. It is now expected to be a $2.2 billion a year business. I'm looking at the Nescafe package here with collagen. It's low fat. Can you imagine? Here is a product line, United States, features a cantaloupe extract. Another product is anti-aging water, will be introduced later this month, containing resveratrol. Oh my gosh, the nonsense just keeps on coming. And here's a chemist with a big company back. A big company in, in Massachusetts, compared all this to the piece of chicken you had for dinner last night. Ingested protein is important to the body, but there is nothing unique about ingested collagen that makes it useful for connective tissue. See, it's like believing you drink milk, you'll produce more milk if you're a lactating woman. When you eat a protein, it's broken down to amino acids, and your body rebuilds the protein it needs. So eating collagen doesn't lead to more collagen. You'd be amazed how many people believe that. Okay? Speaking of belief systems, now, you get spam, I get spam, all God's children get spam, right? 73% of all emails today are spam. One in three of those messages are related to health. Well, the researchers here started out figuring nobody even reads this stuff, right? You click delete, right? You put it in your spam folder, and away it goes. Not true. There is one segment of our society that not only reads these things, they buy them. And they have the excuse of inexperience. It turns out young people, a sizable group of young people, not only read spam, but purchase the items that are being sold to them. This is in a report in Southern Medical Journal. And the researchers are stunned that they're just scratching their head, discover such a large percentage of students reading health-related spam email and buying the products. And that's probably where all these rumors begin. And speaking of such, later I'm going to go over this year's Slim Chance Awards. These are awards for essentially the most outrageous, the worst claim, the worst product, the worst gimmick out there when it comes to slimming down to weight loss. How about this? On the same subject, Megan Fox, the most recent hottie in Transformers, right? I'm going to quote you. This is a beautiful, short little article in an English newspaper. Health experts have warned people against taking advice from actress Megan Fox. Would you expect to see acting coaches warn people from taking acting advice from Dr. Dean Adele, right? It's amazing. Okay, here's her claim. She's into vinegar. old-time cure. It goes back to the American South. Apple cider vinegar, a cure-all for everything. She said, quote, "It just cleanses out your system entirely." Don't you love how definitively she says it? "It will get rid of, for women who retain water weight from your menstrual cycle and all that, it gets rid of it really fast. I'm not one for dieting or exercising because I'm lazy and I have a really big sweet tooth. So I have to do cleanses every once in a while cause the amount of sugar that I take in." And of course, fruitlessly so, experts, dietitians, everybody jumping on this. This would not happen in this country. We'd go, "Oh yeah, can I book you on the Today Show?" The body, including the liver, is a well-oiled detoxing machine which will not be improved by vinegar, whether it's organic, apple cider, unfiltered, or your bog-standard malt vinegar. Actresses. Quite something. There are big row in England over this advertisements all over the city for a big gym, a chain of gyms. And the billboard says, "When the aliens come, they will eat the fatties first." And there's an alien with his little eyes. Isn't it funny how aliens, those of you who have taken any biology and looked at through a microscope at the incredible organisms that inhabit this earth, I know you must think to yourself when you see aliens depicted by Hollywood, they always have two eyes and ears and a big head and a mouth and two arms and two legs. Something I could guarantee you, if there are such a thing as aliens, they will not have two legs, two hands, two eyes. They will not be built in the same model. They will have evolved in other systems, right? But nevertheless, that's what we're hooked into. So this little green man, and it's meant to encourage people to join the gym and shed pounds. I find it interesting the alliances that were formed against this, and people are so offended. Skinny people are offended, fat people, weight loss experts, etc. And they're making them take down the billboards. I don't know. If I were offended by it, I mean, some people say, "Oh, this is going to make matters worse." Well, it might. I'm into that, except you haven't proven that to me. If I were somebody who had a preventable problem and I saw a billboard like that that offended me, I'd be embarrassed enough to motivate myself to change. Now, I'm not saying embarrassment motivates you to change. I'm just saying we don't know. All right, airport scanners. Get used to them. Do you ever think about the radiation risk walking through an airport scanner? Full body scanners? Okay, are you ready for your next health scare? There are two kinds of machines currently used to strip you naked in front of the scanner. There's a millimeter wavelength imaging and the backscatter X-ray scanner. Both will see through your clothing, of course, and identify unusual objects. But one of them, the backscatter machine, does expose you to ionizing radiation, same as is used in medical X-rays, but the level is well below any threshold that would be considered a risk to any individual. Now, the backscatter machines, what they do is they have such low energy that they bounce the X-rays off of your skin. That's what backscatter means. Millimeter wave scanners beam radio waves over the body to create a three-dimensional image. Now, I am not saying one is healthier or not. I'm looking for the one that does the best job, is the simplest, and the cheapest, right? There's only 40 of these things in U.S. airports. We're way behind. And they are expensive. A large number of people exposed to them and the small risk, you could have a population problem, but I got to put a number on this. You ready? The typical backscatter scanner in an airport delivers 0.1, I got to give you the unit, microsievert of radiation. The average chest X-ray delivers 100. All right, so these machines, 0.1, the average chest X-ray, 100. A CAT scan, which we talked about yesterday, 10,000 microsieverts. Sieverts, I think, is a misspelling. After my time. Well, here's something. What do you think about this? Washington. Borowitz report. In what some in the White House are calling a win-win solution to the nation's airport security and health care reform problems, starting next month, U.S. airports will begin conducting full-body scans that will also double as annual physical checkups. Obama announced a breakthrough solution, telling reporters with this all-purpose exam, we'll be able to find everything from hidden weapons to a spot on your lungs. And some people might balk at the copay, and it goes on and on, tongue-in-cheek. But then I thought to myself, whoa, wait a second. A little more oomph in those x-rays, and, you know, a urine sample on your way out, and this could solve a lot of problems. I thought that was terribly clever. Things like this have been done before. You know, we train beauticians to look for massage therapists. We teach them sometimes in massage schools to look for melanomas and lesions on the skin, and maybe there are secondary ways of picking things up. Oh, my gosh. Okay, you know, the wintry weather. I don't have to tell you about all that stuff. A lot of people snowed in. Here's some research which turned out that being snowed in has provided a platform for married people to conduct affairs. What? Well, it turns out here's a website. It's an extramarital dating site. It has an increase in visitors during the snowed-in periods, and they got a record number of new profiles on a Wednesday morning where more people were snowed in than before. They got 2,567 new members in the 6 days of this storm, suggesting that January, busiest month ever. They have 350,000 members, and that's in Britain only. So, if you're snowed in, you might want to see what the little lady in your life is doing in the home office. We got some more. They're not so juicy. New details about the Sweat Lodge death. You know, James Ray, he sat outside. I don't know. I can't blame him entirely on Oprah, though she put him on and gushed appropriately like she does to all these new age. I got to be nice. I don't get anywhere using the vernacular about these people. I just have to help you see your way through these phonies. Oh, there, I said it. Sat out in the shade, according to the police reports just released. County Sheriff's Officer has a report from a woman here, said she was able to pull one woman from the lodge, but the woman, when she told Mr. Ray that she needed to open up the back of the lodge and to get two other victims out, he said it would be sacrilegious to remove the tarps and blankets covering the wood frame structure. I've done a sweat lodge once, and yes, of course you lift up the edges, get a little air in there. Of course, these people were pronounced dead a short time later. Injuries are detailed here. Mr. Ray said, you're not going to die. You might think you are, but you're not going to die. One participant said, Mr. Ray said that those inside the lodge had to surrender to death to survive it. His staff indicates that there was no safety plan for the ceremony, although serious medical problems had occurred after at least two previous sweat lodge ceremonies. And those of you who have that much money on in your hands to spend on stuff like that, I'll give you Heather's address. We'll start a fund. Here is a listener. No, let me skip over that, because we got to talk about this. It's just hysterical. I've read all the reports and the research that using a cell phone will protect you from Alzheimer's. Now, this was done on mice, and they put a cell phone antenna in the middle of the mice cages and made a circle of the mice around. Then all the mice were exposed to electromagnetic fields generated by a standard phone for 2 hours a day for 9 months, and those mice had a much lower rate of Alzheimer's, and they looked at mice who were already showing memory problems, and their memory impairment disappeared. That's right. We could be looking at cell phones as a potential treatment. Oh, my gosh. For mental decline. You got to love it. They did autopsies on the mice, and we don't recommend you spend 24 hours a day on a cell phone to treat your brain problems. Your bills are going to go through the roof. It's just to let you know, research, the bulk of research is what you want to look for, not individual studies. And you know about that thing in Sweden where they looked at every case of brain tumors going back 10 or 15 years and did not find an increase in brain tumors in the Swedish population during the 90s when everybody got a cell phone. So what's next? Well, what's next a little later on? Slim Chance Awards stuff. A lot of you using these products, these won the awards for the worst weight loss products. I think you're going to want to know this. 1-800-548-TALK. 1-800-548-8255. 1-800-548-8255 or TALK. I'm Dr. Dina Del.
Hey, can I get you a drink?
Yeah. Can I get one of your suckiest beers, please?
Sure. Anything else?
Nope. That'll be bad enough.
Well, we got drink specials all night, so just let me know.
Great. Here's to a sucky night.
When you're quitting smoking, having a drink without a cigarette sucks. Nicorette makes it suck less, doubling your chances of success. Learn more at Nicorette.com. Use as directed. Individual results may vary. Support program increases chances of success.
Standing next to me is power sports fanatic Larry. He has a passion for motorcycles, boats, and RVs. His second passion is saving money, so he reuses everything, including food.
You make it sound gross.
He uses fast food grease to power his car.
Everything smells like fries.
And reuses toothpaste.
It's not good if you're squeamish.
But you don't have to be like Larry, because GEICO makes it easy by helping you save on power sports insurance. To see how much you could save, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-442-9253.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you struggling with high monthly payments or harassing telephone calls? If so, there's a powerful secret that credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt, you have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. With monthly payments you can afford. We're Credit Answers, and we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt with payment plans customized for you. Let us deal directly with creditors so you don't have to. Learn how by calling 1-800-300-4798. Debt relief is possible. We have already saved our clients millions. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and learn your rights so you can get out of debt once and for all. For free information, call Credit Answers, the answer to your credit card debt, at 1-800-300-4798. 1-800-300-4798. 1-800-300-4798. Results may vary. Not available in all states. See contract for complete terms.
As a mother of four boys, our house can get pretty small. So when I discovered that we had termites, I called Planet Orange. I did a little research and found out not all orange oil is the same. Planet Orange uses XT2000 exclusively. Over 90% of it is derived from the rind of an orange. Other so-called orange oils are made mostly of other products, including petroleum. There's barely any orange oil in there.
Insist on the real thing. Planet Orange and XT2000, the only real orange oil. Planet Orange is California's largest certified orange oil treatment company. They completely eradicate termites using XT2000, which is 95% orange oil. It's so effective that Planet Orange backs every job with an industry-leading 2-year unconditional guarantee. And the Planet Orange warranty includes a free annual re-inspection to ensure the termites stay gone. Not all orange oil is the same. Get the real thing at planetorange.com or call 1-800-7-ORANGE. That's 1-800-7-ORANGE for Planet Orange.
Join the revolution.
Life's too short to put up with that stuff. Call Dr. Dean at 800-548-8255. 800-548-TALK. He's got time for your pain.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the program. Let's talk to Conchita. How you doing, Conchita? Welcome.
Oh, I'm fine, except my tongue is burning.
Aha. Uh-huh. How long you had that?
About 5 months.
Wow. And does it look different when you look at your tongue?
Oh, yes. It looks very terrible. Circles, white circles. with redness, and it looks like part of my tongue gets like sort of burnt out, worn out. Like it goes right down to the where these little dots are, and it burns like anything.
Wow. Well, let me ask you first, before we dip into this, have you seen a doctor with it? And did the doctor come up with anything? And what kind of doctor was it?
First, I went to the dentist, and he suggested the ENT. So I went to the ear, nose, and throat doctors. One of them treated me for fungus, and that didn't work out. And so here I am.
Wow. Well, listen, it wasn't a bad thought. Candida, which is yeast in your mouth, can cause the kind of things you're talking about. You know, burning, it's called burning mouth syndrome, and it is very, very common. And it is, you can get taste changes and tingling and even and along with the burning. And there are a number of possible causes. I've seen people who just, I had this once when I had a tooth issue, and I kept rubbing a tooth with my tongue, and I just irritated my tongue so that I got the syndrome. First of all, as women approach menopause, we think estrogen and hormonal changes can have something to do with it. Anything that might cause dryness of the mouth, if your mouth feels dry or you have any dryness in your eyes also, you have to ask about, there's a syndrome that can cause both. Yeah, there's certain nutritional deficiencies, but in my experience, that's not that common. If you, a person has heartburn, you can get acid from your stomach that goes up there. All kinds of denture things and allergies can do it, as well as even mental states, anxiety, possibly by increasing the movement of your tongue around. So you're describing something also, that there's something else there out there called geographic tongue, which does not normally cause symptoms, but it can. And the little white things, and I'm still wondering whether, if you're my patient, I might take a swab and look for yeast anyway. So you have to be persistent. You know, so they didn't get it the first time out. You need to go back to the doctor, tell them that you don't think it was a yeast, that the antifungal medication didn't work, and have them figure it out. And most of the time we can get to the bottom of it. It's just you've got to think of all the different potential causes, all right? Let's talk to Brent. How you doing, Brent?
How are you?
Fine, sir.
I would like to know how long a norovirus will live on a surface, a toilet seat or a countertop or something.
Yes. Well, there are surfaces and then there's surfaces. And it's actually, some of the information on viruses and surfaces are contradictory, because we find that a lot of surfaces, like nice, smooth, perfect plastic or formica, that germs can live a long time. That surfaces you would consider a germ wouldn't live a long time at all on, like something like, you know, wood. They do well. They can hide in the cracks and the crevices. They don't do very well even on your hands. So it depends upon the surface and the moisture content. But in general, I would assume, and we've done this with flu viruses and noroviruses, just to make sure folks are caught up, or gastrointestinal viruses, that can be very nasty. This is a thing you hear about spreading through a cruise ship. It is not limited to cruise ships. There's nothing different about a cruise ship, really. This happens in the outside world. It's just all of you think it's food poisoning. You'll catch a norovirus, you know, one on a Monday, and then it starts coming on by Wednesday, and wherever you ate that night, you're going to blame the restaurant. There was a study once on norovirus, because it doesn't have to transmit by you sticking your fingers in the food and then eating the food. It can spread by droplets. That's why it's treacherous. So a person throws up in a restaurant with norovirus. Almost everybody at their table got sick, caught the virus. At the table next to them, about 70%. And I've told you this, my numbers are not exactly accurate. But even a table across the dining room, one or two people out of a table of 10 got sick. So it's treacherous. So it's droplets, really. And so how it survives on a surface may or may not make too much of a difference, except that if I touch a surface, put it in my mouth, sure, I'll get it. And then I can spread it by droplets. So I've seen studies of a day or two, even to a few hours. Once again, it really depends upon the exact surface, what's on the surface. And it is not logical. And this is one of the things we're learning about germs, how viruses and bacteria have developed very, very creative ways of beating us at the game. All right, I'm going to talk to you about weight loss products you need to avoid. These are some of the most popular on the market. A lot of you have bought these as part of, you know, possibly your resolutions for the year 2010. All right? 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-TALK. I'm Dr. Dina Del.
This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. This morning's 4.1 earthquake was on the Calaveras Fault near Milpitas. It was felt over a wide area but caused no significant damage. Workers from the about-to-be-closed NUMMI plant are picketing the Silicon Valley International Auto Show in San Jose today. President Obama is addressing airline security again today, ordering U.S. agencies to move faster and more accurately to put people on the watch list. The suspect in the Christmas Day incident apparently was run through U.S. databases while the plane was in the air and singled out for extra screening upon landing. The weather, foggy tonight, tomorrow, all the way through next Tuesday. This is KGO.
I'm concerned that our country may be headed toward high inflation and that the results could be devastating to American investors. Increased government spending may lead to a lower dollar. And in the last few months, we've seen the dollar fall. I buy gold because I'm worried that government spending is out of control. I buy my gold from Goldline. You can call Goldline for a free investor kit that explains why diversifying your portfolio with gold may be right for you and why Goldline is the choice of so many investors. Isn't it time you consider gold as part of your investments? The people at Goldline will explain how easy it is for you to buy gold that's delivered directly to you. Find out how you can receive free shipping on your first order. Call Goldline at 800-556-4653. Ask them about the different payment options and read their important risk information about buying gold to see if it's right for you. 800-556-4653. Get the information right now. Tell them Mark Levin sent you, and you'll receive the American Advisor newsletter with a free investor kit. Call Goldline today at 800-556-GOLD. That's 800-556-4653.
Hey, Dad?
Hi, Mr. Briggs.
You mind if Ashley and I watch a movie in here?
Yeah, I do mind.
Maybe I should go.
What? Wait, no, don't go. Dad, can't you just watch in your room?
Sorry, once I order a movie with AT&T, I can't move.
Dad's right.
Shaquille O'Neal, are you eating my pizza?
Maybe, but you've got bigger problems.
Yeah, my dad.
With Comcast, you can start an on-demand movie in one room and finish in another. Plus, you get the most HD choices.
Thanks, Shaq.
I got your back, guys.
Shaq's got your back.
Mm-hmm. Don't settle for less with AT&T. Right now, you can get the Comcast HD Triple Play with any room on demand, including access to over 10,000 on-demand choices, all with crystal clear digital picture and sound. Call 1-800-COMCAST or visit Comcast.com today. Restrictions apply. New residential customers only. Not available in all areas. Early termination fees apply. Equipment installation, taxes, franchise, and phone fees extra.
At Safeway, we made a resolution. Low prices every day of the week. And as the new year begins, our commitment is stronger than ever. You'll see everyday low prices down every aisle on the things you use every day, like paper towels, laundry detergent, and milk. And with our fantastic club card specials, you'll find that many of the things on your list cost even less. This week, get boneless cross rib roast for only $1.79 a pound in the Extreme Value Pack. Sweet pink cherries are just $2.99 a pound. Selected varieties of Lean Cuisine or Eating Right meals are only $1.89 each. Must buy five or more. Selected bags of Doritos tortilla chips are buy one, get one of equal or lesser value free. And selected varieties of Quaker instant oatmeal are buy two, get three of equal or lesser value free. From club card specials to our new everyday low prices, at Safeway, you'll always get what you want, when you want it, at the price you need. That's our promise. That's ingredients for life. Safeway.
And now for the bonus round. Steve has two nickels and a penny. Sal has a quarter and three dimes. Who ordered the pasta?
Ramon?
Correct. If laughter is the best medicine, what's the second best medicine?
Baba Ganoush?
Correct. What are the two ways Netflix delivers movies?
Instantly to your TV, plus DVDs by mail?
Correct! Netflix now delivers movies two ways. Instantly to your TV, plus DVDs by mail. Rent as many TV episodes and movies as you want for only $9 a month. Netflix!
See terms of use.
Watching your budget? January bargain days at your Les Schwab Tire Center could be just what you need. While supplies last, save on tires, custom wheels, and more. It's January bargain days at your Les Schwab Tire Center.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. Dr. Dina Del here. Gosh, I remember this all began 21 years ago, and I remember it, the Slim Chance Awards. It's put out by a woman who operates a healthy weight network, and her picks May I have the drum roll, please? For 2009, the worst product, Hydroxycut. Now, the FDA warned consumers to stop using Hydroxycut. And the agency has gotten several reports. There's been a liver failure death, 23 other serious problems. Now, when I say that's the worst product, I just see so many ads, and I don't know, maybe it's me. I just shake my head and I laugh. And there's no way anybody's going to buy that. You kidding? American people aren't that stupid. But sometimes they are. The most outrageous slimming scam. And this has been an ongoing, a constant problem. Pills spiked with powerful drugs. They just don't tell you they're in there. This year, the FDA found so many diet pills secretly laced with powerful drugs that it was impossible for her to... For her selection panel to single any out and can only group them together as dangerous and outrageous. Go to questions and answers about FDA's initiative against contaminated weight loss products. And normally I have to remember, and I don't, to ask person when they say, I took this diet pill and it worked. I always forget to say, are you sure it doesn't have a real appetite suppressant in it, you know, like Speed, etc. Worst claim, QVC Shopping Network. Home shopping channel, has agreed to pay $7.5 million to settle FTC commission charges it made unsubstantiated false claims about for women only weight loss pills, Light Bites weight loss food bars and shakes, and Be Alive Royal Jelly and Lipofactor Cellulite Target Lotion. Like any of this will really matter. Worst gimmick. Kenoki foot pads. Now, we do the foot pad things at the beginning of the year. A lot of you saw the thing on TV. Well, listen, you put your foot on it in the morning, it's all black with all the toxins coming out. No, no, no. Just get them wet and it'll turn black because of the chemicals that are in there. The ads claim the foot pads could treat everything, by the way, not just weight loss, fatigue, diabetes, depression, arthritis, high blood pressure, weakened immune system. And it darkens when you just put some water on it. And that's the worst gimmick. And that's that. There's more, friends. There's more. And if any of you have bought any of those things, okay, you get one free pass. But I'll be back next year with it. All right, let's talk to Mary in San Diego. How you doing, Mary?
Hi, Dr. Edel.
Hi.
I have a foot problem. A heavy door was opened on my foot at kind of a high rate of speed, and it injured it. And where it injured it was on my right foot, just kind of below that sort of notch that everybody has at the side of their foot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just below that, maybe, you know, quarter inch, half inch. That's where it hit. Okay.
Did it break the skin?
No, did not break the skin, did not break a bone. The doctor said upon, you know, looking at the x-rays, it was a bruised bone, and he thought there was tendon, you know, involvement too, but he wasn't absolutely sure. I'm guessing it's the truth there too. But I've been wearing a boot for 3.5 months, and I don't see any improvement. So my question is this just something that will never improve, and I just need to get used to it, or should I continue with this boot indefinitely?
Well, I'm not sure what the boot is doing for you. Does it feel better when you wear the boot?
Oh, yeah.
It does. Okay, so wear the boot. That was easy. Foot injuries, you have to respect one thing. And the reason I asked you whether you broke the skin or not is I've noticed, and I'm sure a lot of you have you, as you pass through this this passage we call life, that injuries on your foot, especially, you know, cuts and bruises, take a lot longer to heal than either they used to or other places in the body. And there's a good reason for that. Because this is the furthest from your heart that you can get in your body. So if I made myself little and we started from the heart, let's take the longest walk we can, Mary, we're going to wind up at your foot. So because of that, less oxygen, less healing factors, so it should take longer. If I were to stitch up a cut on your foot, I'd tell you to come back in no less than 2 weeks to get stitches removed, maybe longer. If you cut your face, I'd have you come back in 4 or 5 days to get the stitches removed. So if you ever get a cut or anything on your foot and it doesn't heal, you have to talk to your doctor because that's a classic sign of vascular insufficiency in the foot, which can stand on its own or can be part of diabetes. Now, with injuries like you're talking about, you're going to have to give it more time. 3 months with a bone bruise, if you could see that under a microscope, you can bruise a bone, you can get a hematoma, and they are a bear. Bone itself has less blood supply than any other tissue, really, other than, you know, esoteric things like the lens of the eye and other special places, or maybe even your teeth. And it would take a longer time normally. So I'd give it some time. I'd give it some time because of the things that I said and the nature of it. Just a bone injury anywhere in your body would take longer. So 3 months is short, so hang in there, all right? Let's talk to Joel. How you doing, Joel?
Hello?
Hi, Joel. You're on the air.
Hi, Dr. Dean. How you doing?
Fine.
Hey, Dr. Dean, a few years ago, I got divorced, and I started dating a bunch of different women. And I feel like I contracted the herpes virus in my mouth. And I took several tests, probably about 4 or 5 different blood tests, and they all say that their blood tests are negative for herpes. The doctor even looked at my mouth and said, it's not it. And finally, I went to a different doctor from a different provider, and they said, they visually looked at it and said, yeah, I think that's what it is. And that this is about 2 years later after I contracted it. And what I got is like white skin inside my mouth and on my lips, like peel off. And actually, I even think that it went as far as giving it to my children, which is...
No, why do you think that?
Because now they're starting... I have 2 young daughters, and they share the water. I drink a bottle of water, and they'll come up and just grab it and start drinking it. And my doctor initially told me, just use chapstick or whatever. It's not a big deal. But now my daughters are starting to get... Their lips are starting to peel, like skin off top of their lips. And if I tell them to open their mouth, let me see inside your mouth, and they have like the white little pus skin buildup inside their mouth as well.
Yeah, well, this is tough because I can't quite see, Joel, what's going on. First of all, I wouldn't worry about giving herpes to your kids because as adults, almost all of us have had it. Almost all of us will show an antibody to the herpes 1 virus. And it's a little surprising you didn't, but the tests are not that perfect. They're good, but not that perfect. I'm also questioning the diagnosis a little bit. The peeling white skin is not typical of herpes in the mouth, which can be very confusing to look at. A lot of people confuse them with canker sores. You can get toxic and allergic reactions around the lips and the mouth that can produce the things you're talking about. So with a negative blood test and an atypical look, although you went to one doctor who said it was, okay, so we'll call it herpes. And if it is herpes, as I said, I wouldn't sweat giving it to your kids because all humans on Earth will sooner or later get it. I mean, really, almost all of us have had it or show evidence of it, and even those are probably include people who had it and didn't even know they had it because their test may even be negative. So, although I still want to know what's going on with you, and I would look at, you know, the possibilities of something in a mouth care product or something in just something else. And I'm just doing that for the sake of completion. As I said, I am not looking at your mouth, so I'm not able to tell you. But I'd recommend considering those things, and I wouldn't sweat too much whether you gave them herpes. All right. 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. I'm Dr. Dean Adell.
This is an important announcement about the Yamaha piano sale at San Francisco State. This weekend only, the Creative Arts Building on campus will be open to the public for a massive sale of pianos, including a selection of pianos on loan to San Francisco State from the Yamaha Corporation through Music Exchange of San Francisco. This sale features grand and vertical Yamahas, Clavinova digital pianos, and Yamaha disc claviers at reduced prices not available in the retail showrooms. Other pianos for sale include new Busendorfer grands, restored Steinway grand pianos, and other used grands and verticals. This sale opens to the public this Sunday only from noon to 5 p.m., but a limited number of appointments can be scheduled for this Friday or Saturday by calling 415-338-2980. The Creative Arts Building is at 19th and Holloway on campus. Call 415-338-2980 now to schedule your appointment or for further information. Special financing and immediate delivery are available. Call 415-338-2980 now.
There's a lot of talk about cancer these days, but when it comes to prostate cancer, many people don't want to talk about the treatment because the side effects can sometimes be as concerning as the diagnosis. That's why many prostate cancer patients turn to El Camino Hospital. Our leading-edge experts work closely with each patient to choose the best treatment. We look at the patient's disease stage, fertility issues, and potential complications. In addition to chemotherapy and other non-surgical options, we offer traditional surgery and minimally invasive robotic surgery. Robotic-assisted prostate surgery helps minimize pain, scarring, and side effects. We now also offer CyberKnife radiotherapy, a cutting-edge radiation treatment that involves no cutting at all. El Camino Hospital is tough on prostate cancer and easy on you. That's something to talk about. To register for a free prostate cancer screening Saturday, January 30th, call 800-216-5556.
Through January 13th, get free shipping on most orders of $49 or more at HomeDepot.com. Even if it's bulky like a closet storage system or chunky like a countertop appliance or a bathroom fixture, getting it delivered to your door will cost you exactly zero thanks to free shipping on orders of $49 or more at HomeDepot.com. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Some restrictions apply. Visit HomeDepot.com for details.
Welcome back to Birds of Mammoth, a guide to creatures found above Mammoth Mountain. The yellow-bellied piper, often spotted above halfpipes.
Hello, boys.
Ooh, now that looks to be the California winged cougar. It's always mating season for this furry creature. And, of course, the newest species, Horizon Air. Fly direct to Mammoth from San Jose in an hour and experience the biggest skiing in California. For introductory rates, visit mammothmountain.com and play big.
Dr. Dean Adell here. Interesting. This happens a lot. We don't share with you when a patient calls up and said, "Doctor, I got a 25-pound tumor hanging off my forehead." Then we get, you know, thousands of people with 25-pound tumors hanging off the forehead telling us what caused their tumors and how they got treated, etc. And sometimes it's incredibly relevant and important. So burning mouth, I need to emphasize that many things that cause your mouth to burn, there are many things that will cause your mouth to burn if you have just a basic irritation in your mouth from a variety of causes. So, you know, hot, spicy foods will make it burn. We've had some dental professionals calling in about dental care products and tartar control toothpaste and toothpaste with, you know, a few different chemicals. I mean, when I say dental care products, when I say look at that, you need to experiment with it. Everything from mouthwash, and which a lot of it contains alcohol, can be very irritating, and to a whole list of other things. So I never mean any answer I give here in, you know, 90 seconds to be a complete textbook list. Do the best that I can. And then some people call with things that are irrelevant, and that's always interesting because people who have very terrible diseases sometimes will pass through a phase where they will have burning. Burning in the mouth. All right, let's talk to Dean. How you doing, Dean? Great name.
How you doing, Doc? I've actually called you before, and you have good answers, but I wanted to confirm with you. A lot of people are, you know, constricting calories, especially with the new year, and according to what I know, I wanted to see if there's been any new research, but when it comes down to weight loss, it's simple mathematics of calories intake versus energy output. Rather than people restricting calories after 4 p.m. or not eating carbohydrates after a certain time of the day, could you shed some light on it?
Oh, yes, I would love to, Dean. I have never believed otherwise from the day I started doing radio here. And what's changed in that period of time is that we've gone through a variety of diets, and every few years a new one comes along emphasizing eat carbs. Nope, don't eat carbs. Eat protein. No, eat fat. High carb, low carb, high protein, low protein, high fat, low fat diets. We've been through three Atkins cycles since I've been here in the program, and they've all come up with the same conclusions. And just about a month and a half ago, one study, and about a few days ago, one study, proving once again the same deal, is that it doesn't matter in terms of weight loss whether you're eating protein, carbs, or fat, for the simple reason, as you mentioned, the rules of physics have not changed, and calories in and calories out is the secret formula. Now, there may be certain nuances, like some people who eat a lot of protein and don't eat fat or carbs may get a little, lose their appetite a little more, because the extra protein and nitrogen in your system may do that. While some studies showed a little extra weight loss in the first few weeks or month, it all evened out. The definitive study, I think, was about a month and a half ago, comparing low-carb, high-carb, low-protein, high-protein. I mean, pick anything you want. No difference in weight loss. And that would make total sense to me. It's so strange. And even, by the way, the most recent study a week and a half ago found fat. The percentage of fat in your diet, which you would think would be the one thing we could all agree on, because fat is more fattening, 9 calories per gram compared to carbs, 4 calories a gram, that the percentage of fat in your diet among thousands and thousands and tens of thousands of people did not matter in terms of your body weight. Again, it was the number of calories that you ate. So you can eat a 100% fat diet, but as long as you're eating the right number of calories, you'll be there. But this is just a mechanism to keep us all on edge, going, oh, that's it, that's the secret. Alice tried it and she lost weight. No, Alice lost weight because she stuck to a caloric restriction, or added in some exercise or other things. So yes, Dean, you are absolutely right. And boy, it makes life so much more fun when you know you can eat whatever you want, and yet you just have to control the amount that you eat. I mean, if you could shave, 100, 200 calories a day off your diet, that is nothing, friends. That's a couple of spoonfuls. It is nothing. Why can't we do that? If you could do that and stick to it, that's it. You'd lose weight slowly and consistently, and you're going to have a lot more fun, too. You got it? Oh, boy, I hope. That's a tough one. It's a tough one. What do you think here? Let's take the break. Take the break. We'll have more time for more calls. All right. 1-800-548-TALK, Dr. Dean Adell.
I had a great idea at work yesterday. So, I gathered my A-team to meet online using WebEx. I passed the ball
to Carol in Atlanta, and I created some killer graphics. Then I passed the ball to
Taz in San Jose because I write the code that makes their ideas work online. Then I passed the ball to
Logan in Cambridge. I'm kind of the keeper of cool. And hey, it was cool.
So now my idea wasn't just an idea. It was our hot new product line, created by our national development team.
Spread across 3 time zones.
And we couldn't have done it without passing the ball.
Using WebEx, the only way to pass the ball online.
Pass the ball. Get your ideas rolling. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click on the radio graphic and enter the promo code KGO to get a free trial and a free retractable VoIP headset. Remember that code, KGO. WebEx from Cisco, WEBEX.com.
Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
AutoZone. Make sure your car can handle the cold by making a trip to AutoZone today. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Hurry to AutoZone for your winter tune-up necessities. We have the parts and advice you need to keep your car running at peak performance. Right now, save $1 when you buy a 12-ounce bottle of Chevron ProGuard fuel injector cleaner for only $3.99. Keep your car running strong all winter. Get to AutoZone today. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
It's Macy's first one-day sale of the year, Saturday, with a preview day Friday, with morning specials until 1 p.m. Down coats for her, $59.99. Men's clearance dress shirts and ties, $9.99. Half-carat diamond hoops, only $49.99. Entire stock of 4-piece comforter sets, now $29.99. Take 40% off coffee, tea, and espresso makers. Morning specials until 1 p.m. Macy's one-day sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Make it a new year to remember with KB Home. You'll find amazing prices and great value at communities throughout Northern California. Hurry out the weekend of January 9th and 10th and receive a $10 gift card when you complete a registration and meet with a KB Home community expert. Plus, you can enter to win a new big screen TV just in time for the big game. Come find a home you'll love. Learn more at kbhome.com today. No purchase necessary. Gift cards while supplies last and limit 1 per family. TV ARVs $800. Sweepstakes ends January 10th.
Here's an important travel advisory. Leading travel site BookIt.com has announced the BookIt.com hot list sale will end at midnight tonight. BookIt.com guests have until midnight tonight to book vacation deals at half price or below and book it out of the cold. The BookIt.com hot list sale includes half price all-inclusive resorts in Mexico, the Caribbean, and Costa Rica, plus save up to 60% off in Hawaii, Florida, Las Vegas, New Orleans, New York, and more. The BookIt.com hot list sale ends at midnight tonight. For more information, visit BookIt.com.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dean Adele here. Let's talk to Anthony. How you doing, Anthony? What's your question?
Hi, Dr. Adele. Thanks for taking my call. My question is, about 6 months ago, I broke up with my girlfriend, and since that time, I've had two new partners. I'm heterosexual, and I didn't use protection with either of them, which I know I should. Unfortunately, I don't always make the wisest choices, I guess. Anyway, my question is, one of them at the time was on her period, and I asked both of them if they've gotten checked, and they both said yes, but I'm a little worried at if a girl's on her period, and let's say hypothetically she has HIV, does that increase my chances of getting it, whether or not she is on her period at the time of intercourse?
Well, that's a good question. And certainly, Anthony, if you are suspicious that this is a woman who could have HIV in terms of who she is and her background and all that, I have to counsel that's often not a good way to tell. But if you are suspicious, you have to take that into advisement. You know, we used to think that this was a possible risk factor, very difficult to study. There was a case of a bus accident in Africa once where people got thrown around. There's a lot of blood and people who got cuts, and actually their cuts came in contact with other people's blood. There was a case or two, I can't remember exactly, of HIV transmitted. If you have exposed skin or lesions or irritation or cuts or bruises on you, you will be more likely to get it because the virus can penetrate more easily, but I would not think the presence of menstrual blood would do so. And yet, it does appear, as you know, in the bloodstream. And how can I say this? Well, I really can't. I'm just trying to be practical. I think it would be possible. You know, the virus doesn't just penetrate the skin very easily. It has to find ways of getting in your body, and possibly the urethra is the easiest way. And so if there's virus present, could the concentration of virus in menstrual blood be more than would normally be inside of a woman who has HIV? These are really, although we've tried to answer it, I've seen people count the number of viruses per cc of blood. I would say low risk compared to that particular person. And also, of course, HIV isn't the only thing out there to worry about. So I would put the risk level low in your particular individual case. I would keep an open mind as to whether that's possible, but I don't think we'll ever get to a point to do enough studies to determine this. So word to the wise ought to be sufficient, and you know what that word is. You protect yourself. I'm Dr. Dean Adele. That's the program. Please join me for the next one. Till then, be well.
If your doctor prescribed Lipitor, atorvastatin calcium, it was for many good reasons. And now there's another good reason to stay with Lipitor. You can save money with a Lipitor copay card every time you refill your Lipitor prescription, up to $120 a year. Just go to onlylipitor.com to learn about the Lipitor copay card and the eligibility requirements. Lipitor is not for everyone, including people with liver problems and women who are nursing, pregnant, or may become pregnant. You need simple blood tests to check for liver problems. Tell your doctor if you are taking other medications or if you have any muscle pain or weakness. This may be a sign of a rare but serious side effect. While there are generic versions of some cholesterol medicines, there is no generic form of Lipitor currently available. That's why if you switch, it would be to a generic of a different medication. So if your doctor prescribed Lipitor and it's working for you, why switch? For more information, visit onlylipitor.com, call 1-888-LIPITOR, or see our ad in Cooking Light magazine.
Are you sick of getting scalded in the shower when someone else flushes the toilet? Are you tired of low water pressure? Are your water pipes leaking under your concrete floor? Then you need to repipe your home now with MasterServe. Since 1948, our trained professionals have been getting the job done on time and leaving homes as clean or cleaner than we found them. And now MasterServe is offering a 30% discount and a free tankless water heater. We've never done this on a regular basis, and there's never been a better time than now to repipe your home with our 30% discount and a free tankless water heater. Add in up to $1,500 in tax credits, and it really is the best time to repipe your house. These huge savings will simply not last, so take advantage of them now. Remember, it's the 30% discount, a free tankless water heater, and the tax credits. Go to repipenow.com. Call 1-800-806-REPIPE. That's 1-800-806-7374. 1-800-806-REPIPE. Or visit repipenow.com.
Hey, it's Gil Gross. Coming up, a few comments about President Obama's...